As I said last time, today I am going to tell you about the distribution of the rarer birds found in India. You might not know them, so I'll be sure to provide links. All of these birds are on SOIB or State of India's Birds High Concern List, which consists of about 101 species. I will show you four of those species today. So, let's start. White-winged wood duck. Also called the white-winged duck, it is a duck with a head streaked with black spots. According to Birds of the World, or BOTW, there are only 429 sightings of this bird up to date. This bird likes secluded waterways and escapes into undisturbed recesses after dawn and dusk. It also likes marshes in dense freshwater and peat swampy forests, including partially logged areas. Let's see the distribution. As written, it is only seen in marshy areas around Assam and nowhere else. If you see the world map, you can see that it is similarly seen in the marshy areas of Indonesia and parts of Myanmar. Though it occupied a larger ranges in earlier times, it occupies only a small part today. Great Indian Bustard. Great Indian Bustard, found only in India, is a majestic bird which is definitely one of the more known and iconic birds of India. It has brown wings and a pale neck with a black cap. The male has a paler neck than the female, one of the few differences between the genders. It is often found in small groups, except while breeding. It is a ground-dwelling bird of expensive grasslands, but it is also found infrequently in open grassy habitats such as semi-desert and lightly worked fields. It prefers its grassland vegetation to be about 30 to 70 centimeters tall, with or without scattered trees. Let's see the distribution. As expected, it is seen mostly in Rajasthan, which satisfies its needs for expansive grasslands. It is also seen in Gujarat in underabundance. If we view the world map, we can see it is seen in Pakistan in a few spots, but all populations outside Rajasthan are relict. Let's go to our next bird, the Indian Skimmer. This bird is very iconic, it being the face of Bird Count India, one of the major ornithological organizations in India. It flies rapidly on long, angular wings, skimming the water with its extended lower mandible. The lower mandible is longer than the upper. The Indian Skimmer favors slow-moving rivers with sandbars, on which this species forms noisy colonies, often in association with terns. It also likes major rivers and inshore coastal waters. Let's see the distribution. As we see, the major population is in the Gangetic Plains and a few populations in Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. A very small population in Maharashtra's coastal areas. But if we view the world map, we can see there are areas in Thailand where these skimmers not only survive, but thrive. Let's go to our next bird, the Greater Adjutant. It is an immense and imposing undertaker of a stork with a bare head and neck, pale eyes and dark grey wings. I have written about this bird before and here is the link. And while you are there, check out the other birds I write about. So this link is Rare Birds of India and visit my blog to know more about that. This bird garnered a lot of attention recently because of the conservation work done by Dr. Purnima Burman in saving these storks. I highly recommend reading this article to know more. Meet the Indian scientist who gave the Greater Adjutant Stork an image makeover. This article is found in the website All About Birds, so go on and check it out. The bird forages in expansive wetlands and grasslands, but also congregates in immense numbers at garbage dumps. It likes marshes, lakes, geels, paddy fields, open deciduous and freshwater flooded forests, often in dry areas such as grassland and fallow fields. But where does it live? There's a reason this bird is on this list. It's found only in some of the northeastern states of India. But luckily, it also lives in a small breeding population in Cambodia. Hopefully, this bird will continue to recover. So today, I've completed telling you about the habitats and distributions of common and rare birds of India. Come back next time where I tell you about a unique bird species with a peculiar beak. Adios!